Biologists have been concerned about a number of native species that have been disappearing. One of them is the largest fish in the Great Lakes. Overfishing and gravel mining in riverbeds have wiped out 99% of the population of Lake Sturgeon. Sturgeon used to be common throughout the Great Lakes, but they're a rare sight these days. Celeste Headley reports biologists are trying to save some of the sturgeon's spawning grounds.
Sturgeon are the largest fish in the Great Lakes. The grayish-brown creatures can grow up to 7 feet long and weigh more than 200 pounds. Sturgeon have been on Earth for 100 million years, and they've remained essentially unchanged in all that time. Instead of scales, the fish have an almost leathery skin with five rows of bony plates running along their torpedo-shaped bodies. Fish biologist Bruce Manny says sturgeon were once abundant in the Great Lakes. Back in 1880, in 1 month's time, fishermen pulled 4,000 of them from the Detroit River.
They tore holes in their nets when they were fishing for other fish that they cared about. So when they found a sturgeon in their nets, they would kill them, bring them to shore, pile them up on shore, dry them out, and use them for fuel in the steamships, burn them up.
Most of the time, the creatures were caught and killed while fishermen angled for more valuable fish. Scientists think overfishing has caused sturgeon populations in all of the Great Lakes to dwindle to less than 1% of their former number. The state of Michigan closed the Detroit River to sturgeon fishing years ago. Bruce Manny says he decided to check on the sturgeon and see if the fish population had started to recover. Manny assembled a team of biologists from the U.S. Geological Survey. He says he was surprised when his team caught only 86 fish over the course of 4 years. Manny says he realized the sturgeon were in serious trouble. USGS scientists followed the tagged fish for 2 years, and their patience was eventually rewarded. Manny found the first known spawning site ever documented in the Detroit River in modern times.
We were excited, all right. Eureka moment. I mean, this is like a very, very great coincidence that we were able to find these spawning ready males, and they were able to find a female. When there are only 86 fish caught in 4 years out here, there aren't that many around. So to find someone to spawn with, so to speak, is a real challenge, I would say.
The area where the sturgeon mated lies close to a sewer discharge pipe. There are limp brown grasses bordering gray, mucky water. Manny sent divers down and discovered the fish had actually produced fertilized eggs. Manny says this was a major step forward for his project. Sturgeon are pretty picky about their nesting sites. They need a fast-moving current and several layers of rock where eggs can rest safely. The problem is, a lot of the gravel has been mined out of the Detroit River for use in construction. Another problem is the sturgeon's long life. Fish biologist Ron Brook is in Wisconsin. He oversees sturgeon populations in Wisconsin's Winnebago River system. He says female sturgeons live more than 100 years, and they don't spawn until they're at least 20 years old.
Their life history works well for a long-lived species, but it doesn't work well for a species that's exploited heavily. So sturgeon can only tolerate very low exploitation rates, and when that exploitation is high, the populations collapse.
Wisconsin was the first state in the U.S. to create a sturgeon management program more than 100 years ago, and the fish are more abundant there. Biologists in Michigan monitored the nesting sites in the Detroit River this spring. 8 species of fish used the beds, including popular sport fish like yellow perch and walleye. Only 2 sturgeon came by the sites, but they weren't ready to spawn. Ron Brook says biologists will have to create a lot more spawning sites like the ones in the Detroit River before the sturgeon population is firmly reestablished in the Great Lakes.
In and of itself, it's not going to restore all of Lake Erie or all the Great Lakes, but it's a shining example of what can be done in many areas around the Great Lakes to help produce lake sturgeon spawning habitat and rehabilitate the lake sturgeon population.
USGS biologists will go back to the nesting sites next spring. They say it may take years for sturgeon to notice the small beds in the 32-mile river. One important development, though, is a change of policy from the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources. Canadians used to allow fishermen to take 1 sturgeon a day out of the river. Now it's illegal to possess one of the endangered fish on both sides of the channel. For the GLRC, I'm Celeste Headley.